prime beef on their steaks. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. You check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590, the Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Every morning, beginning at 10, it's the Hollywood Casino Press Box.
Bob Costas joining us. I was talking to Vin Scully, and he says, Bob, you're getting close to where I long have been. You'll be over-honored, and no matter how nice it is, you're out of things to say.
It's a good place to be, because Frank and I are typically, him food, me drinks, we're just over-served. We're rarely over-honored.
If it's happening in St. Louis sports, we've got it covered for you. Right here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations and try the featured beer of the month. This month, enjoy a pint of Bud Light. It's available for only $3 at Hotshot's throughout February. There'll be a new featured beer each month in 2019, and you can get the straight skinny on all of them at HotShotsNet.com. Hotshot's, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Hey Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ma, you stare. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Dirty chicken butts.
Oh, wow.
I hate those.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 27th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all my banking, all of it. It's where I'd like for you to do all your banking. If you want to start by just dipping your toes in the water, like with an auto loan, okay, they have great car loan rates. I think eventually you'll do all your banking there, so just go ahead and do it anyway. Not telling you, just suggesting it. Give you a couple other reasons why you may want to think about it. But first, we have to do this.
Hey!
At the control board, daddy-to-be in 7 months. And we have decided the child will not have a British accent. He's going to try his best to speak American to this little kid. Because he has one, and he knows how Well, he knows how different it makes him. That's what happens when you spend 19 years in Great Britain and 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Happy hump day to you. If you've had a bad day, don't worry. It's almost over.
Hump day.
Well, what a nice, that's a great attitude. If you've had a bad day, don't worry. It's almost over.
There you go.
That's a good point. Bill Cleveland is in Columbia, Missouri. I have no idea why. I don't know what he's going to tell us that's in Columbia. I think I know there's a big university there. Maybe he has some other stuff you might want to see when you go to Columbia, but I'll tell you who is here. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trousers.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you thought about when you would like to retire, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. No, not yet. Not yet. Give them a call. They'll check out your portfolio and see what you need to do to retire. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I'll tell you, the only reason that I hope this next guy does not end up being part of a reality show is it'll take up the whole playhouse to introduce him if you try to talk about all the things he's done. It would be something, it would sound something like this. The next guy was a night cook at Denny's. He was a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. He was a roller skating rink disc jockey. He was a head. And he's now recently not only the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. Not only is he now in charge of resetting the digital clock. Now he's not only our news director and our newsman. He's also star of a reality show. See how long all that takes?
Yeah.
We don't need to be adding that. Although we do wish him the best. Oh yeah, and he's an author and. That's right. I actually get emails. I got an email today, this morning I read it, said, oh, I really like Limey and Dan and you and Jim Rockford.
Jim Rockford?
Yeah, well, see, that means they know that he's a private investigator. Tim, Jim Rockford Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling, 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment, as well as heat pumps, water heaters, boilers, and ductless room cooling equipment. Call 314-727-9000. You can email them info@MatheneyHeatCool.com or just check out their website, MatheneyHeatCool.com. And Frank, I'm just thankful that adding to that list of small-time jobs that you referred to me having in my earlier life that you didn't include in there. I used to be a flower delivery man.
Oh, man.
What? Flower delivery guy.
I used to set up churches for weddings, too.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. It's awful.
You weren't a florist. You weren't a florist. You were just a flower delivery guy.
No. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's a terrible upbringing.
No, that's not terrible. That's a good smelling job.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the music a second. This is going to sound weird. Whenever I go, like, in the florist section of a supermarket or into a florist, it smells like death to me.
I know. It reminds me,
too. You know what I'm talking about?
You're probably smelling lilies.
Smell if you go in a funeral. No. When you go in a funeral home, that's what you smell is all those flowers. And yeah. So then if you go somewhere else, you think, oh, man, I feel like somebody died or something.
Yeah, I've always said that. It reminds me of a funeral home when I walk in. And you walk, go to a grocery store or anything, and you smell those flowers.
Yeah, isn't that weird? That.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be that way. You can start the music again. It's okay. That was Tim Woodburn. Soon to add, well, I guess I have to stick another thing in of the list with the list of past jobs. Hebe Jimenez has only had one job for the last 30 years, and that's protecting us and being in charge of security, and he's done a fantastic job of us. We don't have a scar on us. Nobody has hurt us. Nobody has, you know, burned our houses down, and that's because of Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is hind end.
And I think Rat Boy did a really, really nice thing. And he worked all night on it, shipped it out this morning. He sent Terry Daly, because of the discussion we had yesterday, and Terry used to sing and play the guitar, he sent Terry a little miniature guitar. It's like a 1/5 scale or something. It's carved entirely out. What'd you make it out of?
Cheese!
a cheese guitar.
Oh,
how
wow.
about that? He'll love it. Mm. He'll love it, Rad Boy. Would you please show your appreciation for the arts? And this, you know, the arts includes, you know, paintings and music and dancing and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought it was and like you, Art Carney, Art Johnson.
Well,
Art,
you could show appreciation to them, too. Yeah. Art Garfunkel, all the arts, by giving these guys a big round of applause. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. And don't forget the guy with no arms and no legs leaning against the wall.
Now, don't get started. You know, if we start that, we got to do the Matt and Russell and all of
and
them.
And second base.
Phil, Frank.
Second base, yeah. They were funny, though.
Bob.
We're going to see a time where we can't do that anymore because the do-gooders are trying to shut everything down. Yeah. Everything's going to come to an end. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It is a banking facility. And I believe, I hope the days are over when people are kind of confused about, well, credit union, I need a bank. No, you don't. You need a banking facility, which is what First Community Credit Union is. I don't know how many years, quite a few years now. That's the only place we've done our banking. I probably go in more often than most people. I like it. I've only used the drive-through in all these years. I've used the drive-through twice at First Community because I figure I'm here. I'm in the parking lot. Let's get out and go in, get a little bag of popcorn, and say hi to everybody. And you know, on one hand, it's just another place to bank. They have the same services as a lot of other banks, but I also think they have more services, and I also think that they try a lot harder to get you approved for the loan you want, for the boat you want to buy, or the motorcycle, or the car, or the house. I think they try a lot harder to make sure that your money you've invested for savings, CD, savings account, money management account, that it earns as much interest as it can, that nobody can offer you a higher interest rate than they can, and or a lower interest rate if you're borrowing. That's First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations. How did they get that big? How did they get to be the largest credit union in the St. Louis area? Well, for the reasons I just mentioned and many, many more. And I hope that you will someday, if you're not now, be able to understand what we're talking about by becoming a member of First Community Credit Union. It's easy to do. You close out your accounts at the bank. You go to First Community. You go, hey, I want to be a new member, a new customer. And I'm AM and the PM. And thank you for the yard sale on Saturday morning. More at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dalton.
Too bad Johnny's dead. We have him recut this and go, I've been to Reno, Fargo, Columbia, Missouri. He could add that in there because Bill Cleveland is in Columbia, Missouri, courtesy of Window World. That's right, Window World, the company that makes so much of this program possible. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Live from Columbia, Missouri, Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I had lunch this afternoon. Maybe you heard about this with Dan Strauss and radio legend from St. Louis, Jim Doyle, the best, I think, voice in all of St. Louis radio, Jim Doyle.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a lot,
a
Bill.
Nice guy.
Thanks
well,
a lot.
I mean,
yeah.
Have
no,
you
thanks
heard
a lot.
Jim Doyle? I mean, the
yeah, I've heard him.
Guy? Let's be honest.
I've heard him.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard him.
Well, I'm just being honest. So, yeah, but the old Cracker Barrel, gotta love it. We had good times. So.
Oh, yeah.
Columbia, Missouri, I am at the True False Film Festival. I was invited to attend the film festival, even though I know, as I think I told you yesterday when I talked to you, Frank, I know absolutely nothing about film.
I like two kinds of reviewers. Here, I like the kind of reviewer like Dan Buffa. He goes too far. He goes too deep. You know, it's the same director. No, I don't know that. I don't even know the director's name. I think we need a guy like you who's like us, who just goes to a movie and watches it and doesn't know anything about camera angles or lenses or who directed what. So I think there's a place for you in the movie review.
And my reviews will go something like this. It was fantastic or it was horrible. And that's
fine.
What you're going to get probably from me tomorrow.
Bill.
No, they show. Thank you. Hi. They have these. So it's pretty interesting, and I'll learn more tonight. We have a little dinner meeting or whatever where they kind of explain how it works, but it's from now to Saturday, and it's all throughout downtown Columbia, Missouri. They sort of, I don't know if I'd say they shut the town down, but this film festival basically takes over the whole downtown of Columbia, and so you kind of bounce from venue to venue depending on what films you selected to see, and they have about, I think, about 15 or 16 different films to choose from. So I was able to go through and pick the ones that sort of looked interesting to me, and it was actually, so you walk everywhere. In fact, I'm sort of laughing, they have a little grid in the welcome book that tells you how many minutes it takes you to walk from one venue to another. But I picked, so the first one that I'll see tomorrow starts at 4:30 is Amazing Grace, and so this is a, it's not a biopic, but it is, it's on Aretha Franklin. And so she did a concert, I guess, in 1972 that was filmed, and nobody has ever seen this footage. And so they've put together this, I don't know exactly how this works, but they've gone back through this old footage, and it put together this concert that Aretha Franklin did out in Los Angeles. And so I think that'll be pretty neat. And so that'll be the first one. One is on Apollo 11. And they use all of the 70 millimeter film from that experience, and that's what that one's about. And then the one I'm actually looking forward to the most of the bunch that I picked is on Mike Wallace. I always liked Mike Wallace, who of course was on 60 Minutes, and I don't know how long he was on that show, but I mean, good grief, at least in the late
80s.
Long
time. Yeah.
Yes, and he was sort of a, for anybody who doesn't remember, you know, he was kind of that guy who was always irritating everybody. And I think the joke was that, you know, you don't want Mike Wallace hiding out in the bushes at your house, you know, but to, you know, come out and to track you down if you've done something wrong or whatever. But so I'm really looking forward to that one as well. So, yeah, a handful of films, we'll be seeing them. And then they have a lot of other events and things that go on. And then the directors and I think some of the producers or whatever, they're there on site after the film plays, and you get to kind of have a Q&A with them. So I think it'll be pretty interesting.
So you said they pretty much shut the town down for this?
Well, not the entire town, but I think the downtown area. So they have the different venues. So there's like the Missouri Theater, and then there's like the Blue Note, I think they call it. Yeah. I think there's about 10 different venues where they have these film things set up where you come and you'll view. And, you know, so for example, the one that I picked, Amazing Grace, which is the Aretha Franklin film, they'll show it, I think, every day, but it might be at a different venue. And so in some cases, you know, you can be hopping from one movie to the next, and you only have, you know, 15 minutes to get from one to the next, and you're running across town, and it's supposed to be freezing cold the next few days. So you got to bundle up and run from film to film. But I still think it'll be fun. And I don't know much more than that. I'll learn tomorrow.
A lot of people will not believe this was not planned or rehearsed, but I didn't know any of this. You just told us. I just wrote a theme for the tourism people at Columbia to justify shutting it. Well, here it is right here. When you are having a big film event, you can always shut the town down.
Thank you. What in the world?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was a takeoff of downtown. He said town down.
That was incredible.
Thank you, Tim. If they didn't get that.
He didn't get it. That's part of my job is explaining to these guys things you
Everybody
say.
Everybody got it. We had to close the town down. Everybody got it. What? We're talking at the same time. Everybody got it. We're still talking at the same time. Holy crap. Why don't you tell everybody again how Jim Doyle is like the greatest radio guy ever that you've ever... why don't you just repeat that part?
No, I didn't. Wow. I didn't say the greatest radio guy. I just said... And, you know, you're sitting next to him at Cracker Barrel, and he's talking. You're like, God, I hate you for having such a good voice. And you know.
Give me some grits and some grandma's pancakes.
No, I do know what you mean, and I'm uncomfortable with people who have really good voices because, you know, we weren't blessed with that, and it's not fair, but it's also not fair that I haven't had any hair since I was 23. There are a lot of things that aren't fair, but thank you. Enjoy the films, and we're looking forward to your reviews, not from a real you know, critic, but from somebody like us. We can relate to your reaction, so we'll, I guess, get some of that tomorrow.
And then tomorrow, hopefully I'll get to join. The show starts at 4:30, so if the film gets out before 5:20, I'll definitely be on with you.
Okay. Just let us know either way, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
When you are having a big film event, you can always close the town down. Everybody got that. They got
it was great. Why would you say that when Dan said, "What was that?"
Well, I just said, "What was that?" Was not. No, I knew what it was. I knew it meant downtown. But I was
Dan's just like you other two. You have to just dump cold water on stuff that I do. I get it. I'm used to it. I can handle it. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Repeating what I mentioned earlier, all the cabins are sold for the Rhine River cruise in Europe that we're going to be departing for June 26th. My wife and I and about half the group leave a couple of days before that, and then we'll catch up with everybody and the other half of the group in Amsterdam. We're going to take a couple extra days in Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, prostitution is not only legal, they flaunt it. My understanding is, anybody here been to Amsterdam?
No.
Nope. Limey, I'm surprised you haven't been there. One of my sons was there.
How much do you charge, Frank?
Oh, that's a good one, Tim. I don't know yet. We'll see who's interested on the trip, and I'll make I'll determine my price based on that. But that'll be in itself really interesting because apparently the women, you know, they stand in windows, like you're window shopping in a department store.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
And you go, well, I kind of like the look of her, so yeah, let me go in there and see what she costs.
You know, some of Amsterdam's oddest prostitutes is actually a pair of twins. Yeah, fun fact for you.
Really?
How old are they?
I think they're something like late 50s or early 60s, and there's twins, and apparently they're like some of the most sought-after prostitutes in Amsterdam.
Oh, when you they have pop to take their them, teeth you, out.
You have to, well, damn, 50s and 60s.
No, I know.
Come on. Are you kidding me? Raquel Welch is in her 70s. You wouldn't pay to be with Raquel Welch now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So do you have to take them as a set, like both twins at once?
I believe that's kind of up to your prerogative. You know, if you want two for the price of one, I guess you can. If not, you can just have one.
Which one do you hurt the feelings of? I mean, they're twins. You go, I want you, but not you. I mean, how do you make that choice?
I have
somebody
no idea,
gets their
but
feelings hurt.
I can just say do not, because I've watched a lot of documentaries on Amsterdam, being over there in Europe. That was like, you know, if they ever needed people to kind of something to big up views, they would throw on an Amsterdam special. Don't take your wife to the red light district. Do not, because, I mean, what? You might think it's fun, but you'll pay attention to one girl for a little bit too longer, and you're going to be in some big trouble.
No, I'm not. My wife won't care. She won't care how long I look at any of those girls.
His wife will push him towards her.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll yell to the prostitute, keep him.
Yeah.
Do not take any pictures or anything down there. Like, don't get a camera out, because you will get in some serious trouble.
I hear they offer a special on a 138.
What the heck does that mean?
What's 69 times 2, Frank?
Tim, you know what? And you said people wouldn't get the town down. Now you've done something they didn't get until you explained it. That had to be explained.
It's because I'm
and
a little
now that you've explained it, I got to tell you something. It's pretty funny. How much for a 138? That's pretty
good. I always go for 77. That's 8 more.
That'd be a 152, 154.
Dan, again, a lot of people didn't get that. It's dirty, and a lot of people didn't get it because they don't think dirty. Eight more. Yeah, I got 8 more. Uh-huh. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I just said that. Thank you. Oh, man, where are we? Oh, yes. Martina Navratilova.
Oh, boy.
Is getting all kinds of flack.
Lesbian tennis player.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, yeah, a great tennis player.
She kind of looks like John Denver, or looked like John Denver.
A little bit, a little bit. But she's catching a lot of flack, and shouldn't, because of something she said. And basically what she said, she's absolutely right about. She said transgender women, meaning like Caitlyn Jenner, should not be allowed to compete in a sport like tennis or golf with women who are biologically women at birth. And she's absolutely right. If Caitlyn Jenner decided to play tennis, this guy was a decathlon Olympic. She has a tremendous biological advantage over. It's not fair to women who have vaginas. It's just not fair. And I think she's absolutely right. And oh my goodness, you can't believe the people that are dumping on her. How dare you?
Really?
Should, being a lesbian, you should support transgender. She's not supporting transgender. She's not supporting is letting men, biologically they're still men, Caitlin is a man, compete with women. She's right. Think about it. Let's say you play golf with Caitlyn Jenner. She, or he, formerly he, gets to hit from the women's tees. He's got like a 50-yard or whatever it is, 20-yard advantage, yet he's biologically stronger than the woman he's playing against. That wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be fair in tennis. So I think she's right. I can't believe this world that we live in. You know, coming down on her for saying something that's absolutely right. She's right. It just shouldn't be.
You ever watch Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, Frank?
Oh, that's a good show. That's a great show.
But last year they did a show on the scientists in Europe, and I think this is banned in the United States, but they're cloning horses. This guy was a polo player, and his favorite horse broke his leg during a polo match, and he had that horse cloned, and the whole segment was about scientists cloning that horse, and about how that horse is now a grown adult male, and it has the same exact personality traits and intricacies that the original horse had.
Have you ever
just to finalize this, the whole theme of the segment was whether or not they're now, you know, could you talk about what kind of world are we living in? Is the world we live in 20 years from now going to have DNA where they could clone Babe Ruth or Martina Navratilova, or Frank Opinion, or anybody?
They have the technology.
Would your clone grow up to have the same personality traits just as you have?
I think the answer is yes, and I think they have the technology to do it. But I hope to goodness it never happens.
Have you ever heard about...
We don't start creating people in a lab.
Have you ever heard about Dolly the sheep?
That was years ago.
She was the first animal cloned, and that was...
That's a sheep, though. Now they've advanced the horses, and, you know, we're next.
Oh, I absolutely think that they could do it with a human.
Oh, yeah.
But then you get into a lot of issues with morality and religion, and, oh, my goodness, now we're playing God, and at least that's what a lot of people would think. In our lifetime, I don't think we're going to see people being cloned. That's maybe, down the road, who the heck knows what'll happen, the way things are going. So Terry Daly was on yesterday, and he talked about stage 4 colon cancer. And boy, the thing that really gets me is he had a colonoscopy and got the all clear. And then 2 years later, the guy got stage 4 colon cancer. And I got to thinking about this, and I had a colonoscopy, but it was a long time ago. And I don't know who here has had one, but it's not horrible. The unpleasant part is the prep, where you drink this stuff and you go to the toilet like 8 times in an hour. But they have a process now where you give, this is kind of disgusting, but it's medicine. You send a poop sample in, and they apparently from that can tell you whether or not, you know, it looks like you might have an issue. And I think the next time, that's the way I'm going to do it. But my question is, and you get a doctor to give you a prescription for this kit, and there's like a little basket or something you put in the toilet. See, it catches your poop, and then you send it, you know, to who's the person on the other end who has to open the poop packages when they come? What kind of job is that?
All right, our package is here.
No, woo-hoo. Believe it or not, a friend
who has
of mine.
That job?
A friend, I don't remember the name, but a friend of mine who lives in Finland actually does that for a living. Like, he has to, what is it? Test fecal something. Oh, come on. He put his name on, and like, that's his job every day. He checks people's poop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brother, that ought to pay. I hope that pays a lot of money.
Fecal tester. So.
That'd have to pay me a lot of money. Now, I got to thinking then about this. And you know somebody has done this. They get the kit, they decide, I'll put one of my dog's turds in there, and I'll send it off to the lab. And so then they get a letter back going, well, you don't have colon cancer, but you're about to have puppies, and you got heartworm.
Yeah.
You know somebody's probably done it. What?
There's people in Kentucky that make a lot of money, and they are professional horse semen collectors.
Oh, yeah. That's a big business.
As soon as the breeding session's over, they have to go to the horse and collect that and then give it to a scientist who puts it under a microscope to make sure that, you know, live bullets got fired so that the check can be handed over.
Oh, no. They ship it in private jets in nitroglycerin, like liquid nitrogen, rather, containers to keep it frozen. Oh, no. There was a guy in St. Louis, a multi-millionaire, and that was his business, transporting horse stuff.
That's a lot. Well, transporting is one thing. All you got to do is put a stamp on a package and give it to the UPS guy. I'm talking about actually collecting it. It's actually a dangerous job. The horses kick back and stuff.
There are videos. You can go watch them do that. I'm telling you, I've watched it. It's not something I'd care to watch again. But somebody's got to do it. I mean, hey, you know, it's science. What the heck? What else did I think we need to talk about? A fantastic listener from a guy named Will.
Fantastic listener, did you say?
Yeah, he is a fantastic listener.
From a guy named Will? Are you talking about letter?
Dan, he's getting old. Leave him alone.
And I got an email from him.
Oh,
Dan, I'm an old man, Dan.
Oh.
Okay, give me a break. He says, Frank, I've been a listener for the majority of my life. I'm 43. Remember hearing you on KUSA when my dad would be listening. I was a young kid, and I remember laughing at the juvenile things I heard grown men say. He said, I got older, got into my teens. I started listening to you on Kix 104, and then it happened. I heard Wrangling Dangling Dick Daly, the most juvenile, hilarious, immature nonsense I've ever heard come out of a radio. And it made me bust out laughing every Friday when he would do his songs. As life went on for me, I lost track of you. He says, I got busy growing up, started a family, traveling for work to and from DeKalb, Illinois, every week, and Carbondale, every day, back and forth, back to my home in Collinsville. I'd hear the show for almost its entirety on those long drives and felt a deep connection with you and the entire gang. I've listened to you on your last station and went with you and switched to 590. I was listening when you said you talked about a coworker. And then he goes on to say he's so glad he pulled up the podcast and listened to the show yesterday with Terry Daly. And then he goes on to P.S. and he writes me this long second page about a wonderful experience at Johnny Londoff. I love emails like that. Thank you, Will. And Will, I really appreciate, and I appreciate all of the emails that I got. It took a while to get through them, but I don't care. It was fun. It was nice about yesterday's show. There's an Amtrak train that hit a tree. It was a downed tree in Oregon, and 183 people were on it for like 48 hours. I mean, there's a long, long time. Oh. And you know, you hear that stuff. Planes on the tarmac for 20 hours. I've never been in that. I've never been on a train. I've never ridden an Amtrak. I'm going to do that one day. Unless I see more and more of these stories, it seems like they derail a lot.
Oh, I'd love to go up to Kansas City or Chicago, one of the two.
And I know they really don't derail a lot. That's not true. But, yeah, I want to do that. I want to leave St. Louis and go, I don't know, anywhere on a train. But I want to do it right. Are there classes like first class and a regular car?
I would recommend
the good car.
I'd recommend going to Chicago on an Amtrak train. I did that once when I was about 15 or 16, and it's cool. They had like a restaurant car, a little observation car where the whole roof is made out of glass you can go and sit in, and all the seats are nice and spacious. Like, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun.
I'll do them. I'll take my grandson to Chicago on a train or something.
There you
go. I'll take him there. I don't like Chicago. I don't like cities, any cities. But I would like to take the ride on the train. Can you go west? How far west can you go?
Well, I don't know, but you definitely go to Kansas City. Isn't your daughter in Kansas City?
Yeah, Overland Park. That's a great idea. You know what? I'll get on the train and go see her. I'm going to do that. I'll put that on my bucket list of things to do. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
been here a year and a half now, so we can start retelling jokes. Told this the first couple of months, I think, that we were here. There's a mailman who's been on the same route for 30 years. He's well-known and loved by all the people that he delivers the mail to, house by house. Carries that big old mailbag sack. And this is his last day on the job after 30 years. And every home he goes to, people are giving him hugs. One house, they give him a box of Cuban cigars. Have a great return. It's a fishing pole from another home. They love this guy as their mailman. You know, somebody else gives him a big gift certificate, like, you know, $300 gift certificate to Bass Pro Shop because they know he likes to fish and stuff. And he gets to one house to deliver the mail for the last time. And the lady of the house comes to the door as he's about to drop the mail in the box on the porch, and she says, "Larry, I believe today's your last day." He said, yes it is. She says, "Come on in here. Bring that mail on in the house." And she's wearing a sheer see-through, like, nightgown thing. You can see right through it. She's got a fantastic body. She says, "Come on, it's your last day. Take a little break. Put that big old mail bag down." So he does. And she takes him by the hand and leads him upstairs and undresses him, takes off her sheer house coat or whatever it is, pushes him over by the bed, and proceeds to make love to him like he's never been made love to before. When it's over, this guy is exhausted. She says, "Go ahead and get dressed. I'll meet you downstairs." And his head is spinning. He goes, "Whoa, this is unbelievable." He gets downstairs, and she's cooking breakfast for him. Omelet, fresh fruit, pancakes, and a waffle, grapefruit, cold milk, orange juice, hot coffee, bacon, and sausage. Huge breakfast. She says, "Enjoy yourself." He sits down, and right by his plate is a dollar bill on the table. He finishes breakfast. He said, I don't know what to make of this. First of all, thanks for the lovemaking. That was fantastic. And this breakfast was out of this world. I'm not sure I understand the dollar on the table. Help me out here. She said, "Well, early this morning, my husband leaves early." She said, "As he was leaving, I said, 'You know, honey, today is Larry's last day.'" And my husband said, "Who's Larry?" And I said, "The mailman. He's our mailman for 30 years. It's his last day. I think we should just give him something." And my husband said, "Screw him. Give him a dollar." She says, "Breakfast was my idea."
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Mako. Accident eastbound 70 at Florissant, backing up traffic west of 170. Westbound 70 at Lake St. Louis. Accident cleared. Also wrapped up the accident westbound 4064 at Lake St. Louis. Eastbound 64 at Hanley. That crash is cleared. The delays stretch all the way back to 270, though. Southbound 170, you're bumper to bumper at Olive. And now we have an accident westbound 44 under 270. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can't make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You've seen the hunger, the hustle, the victories, and the defeats. But one thing you'll never see, this team backing down. It's time to rise up, be a part of the uprising on the Fighting Illini Sports Network, powered by Learfield.
The Fighting Illini return to the court on Sunday as they take on the Northwestern Wildcats. The broadcast starts at 4:30 on 590 The Fan at 590thefan.com.
The Seibergs family of restaurants is growing. You heard that right. Seibergs has opened the doors of their newest restaurant and bar in St. Peter's. Conveniently located at 70 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive, Seibergs is celebrating their opening and inviting guests to enjoy the Seibergs dining experience. Check out their newly renovated bar, restaurant, and patio. The Seibergs menu serves a large variety of appetizers, including the best wings in St. Louis, mouthwatering burgers, freshly made salads, and St. Louis-style pizza. Check out Seibergs.com for more info.
At Gateway Motorsports Park, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class, up-close, and personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, as well as special events such as concert and corporate functions for year-round activities. For more information, visit gatewaymsp.com or call 314-304-6800. Gateway Motorsports Park. It's a new day. Race Gateway.
Well, he's going to be very happy because... got a lot of time today. He'll love that. Let's just hope he has a lot of stuff. I think he will. He is Mike Evans. He is in Dallas, Texas. And we're going to hook up with him here as soon as I remind everybody that Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. Now, you're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's. You're going to need a reservation. You're going to have one of the best meals you've ever had in your life. Smokehouse Market right next door. So when you go to lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's, make a point, either before or after, to go next door to the Smokehouse Market. Easy to find. If you can find Chesterfield Valley, and you know you can. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday. And gift cards are always a great idea to either or both. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. They sell thousands every year. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. Hey, Mr. Wine Connoisseur, before you say anything else, you sent me a text yesterday and you asked me if I was still watching Into the Night. And I said yes. And I have to tell you something. I watched it last night. I almost stopped watching it. And, folks, this is something anybody with even basic cable can get. Because, Mike, isn't it on TNT or something?
Yeah, it's on TNT.
Yeah. And I almost quit because it was getting a little slow for me. And I thought, nah, this is kind of hard to follow. And then last night, and I think there's only one more. And now, I'm glad I didn't give up on it. So, folks, and was it you that recommended it to me? Or
it was.
I don't... As folks, Into the Night, it's very different. It's not any of this espionage, black ops, let's go over. It's all true, too. And yeah, that's the other thing that makes it so interesting is, like a lot of the things that I like, and most of the things that I watch because they're true stories. You know, Green Book, based on a true story. That horrible, weird, bizarre Netflix thing, Abducted in Plain Sight. That's a true story. And this is, Into the Night is a true story. So thanks for the recommendation. And yes, I'm watching it, and I can't wait for the last one.
Yeah, that's good. I can't either. I'm looking forward to it. And shows how corrupt the LAPD was. And as I was watching the first few episodes, I googled this Robert Heibel, whatever his last name was.
Hodel.
I googled him when there was arrest picture and stories about him, and I mean, and it follows right along with the story. It's really good. And the actor who plays him on the show looks a lot, almost exactly like the real guy.
Yeah, Hollywood has gotten to the point where they can turn people into other people. I mean, look at Vice, look at the job they did turning, I can't give his name, into Winston Churchill.
Christian Bale.
I've seen the real guy, too. Okay, sorry to cut into your time.
Okay. All yours. Hey, this week's Pop Quiz theme, celebrities who can't do something the rest of us can do. Today, name the name of the celebrity who can't cook a lick. Angelina Jolie. Beyonce, Selma Hayek, Penelope Cruz, idea. Love Nugget, well, we'll talk about a very odd double date, Justin Bieber and wife Haley.
Who's that?
What? We don't know. We don't
Haley
know what she
Baldwin.
Looks like.
Is she cute?
Bieber.
We have to assume
she's really
she
a
is.
Fat
okay.
old woman married to Justin Bieber.
Give it to her. She's got to be cute.
All right.
Katy Perry. And Orlando Bloom showed up together, double dating, attending the noon service at the Hillsong Church on Hill Street in Los Angeles Sunday, sitting a few pews in front of them, Chris Pratt and his wife. That's the new church that all the stars are going to now. Movie nuggets, Michael Keaton, Patricia Arquette, Tom Hanks, Keanu Reeves, Bonnie Hunt, Tim Allen, had such a great time voicing Toy Story 4 that they had a huge post-production dinner party at Tom Hanks and went into the night. Those six actors are some of the nicest actors in Hollywood, also very close friends. Did you see the movie Quiet Place?
Yes, I did.
It's odd that he dies, but there's going to be a Quiet Place 2. John Krasinski will direct. He'll also be in it along with his wife, Emily Blunt. The first film cost $17 million, and it's made over $350 million. That's a pretty good return. Odds and ends, Hollywood is so phony, it's ridiculous. While interviewing Sam Elliott on the red carpet at the Oscars, Ryan Seacrest said, quote, "Oh, I see that you got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That must have been a real thrill for you." Keep in mind that Ryan Seacrest got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 5 years before Sam got his last week.
Wow. I can't watch Ryan Seacrest. I'm sorry. I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I got another nugget on him tomorrow. Oscars blow it again. After leaving Dick Gregory, Jerry Lewis, and Glenn Campbell out of last year's, while remembering those who passed in 2017, they said it would never happen again. Well, it happened again Sunday. They left out Carol Channing.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
They left out John Mahoney, you know, from Friends.
Yeah,
they left out little Vern Troyer, left him out. They left out the producer of Patton, the producer of Star Wars. I mean, wow. I don't get it. Monday on Fox News, another one of their young, hot, blondie locks anchors was doing a segment called The Vault, reporting that 45 years ago, sports history was made when Cassius Clay beat Sonny Liston.
Cassius Clay.
Cassius. Oh, man, I remember him.
That's hilarious.
He's an anchor on Fox News, Cassius Clay.
But you know what? In her defense, a millennial, they never heard that name. They knew Muhammad Ali, but they didn't heard that name.
I'm a millennial. Right. I know Cassius Clay.
And if I saw it spelled out, I could see where somebody could mess that up. Cassius.
Not if you're an anchor, and you know, and you've read over what your material was.
Well, we have 1 minute. We have 1 minute. I wish I had time to play part of my interview with Muhammad Ali, but we don't have time.
Yeah, I wish I did too.
Cassius.
Chinese women that wear I'll say that. I guess I got less than a minute, so we'll go straight to the pod quiz. Who can't cook a lick? Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, Selma Hayek, Penelope Cruz.
I'm going to say Beyonce.
Yeah, I was going to go Beyonce.
She weighs 34 pounds. I'll say Angelina Jolie.
And I'll say Penelope Cruz.
Angelina cooks for her family. It is Penelope Cruz.
Yeah! Ooh.
Mike Abbott, tape.
By the way, if you go on YouTube, type in Penelope Cruz nude. She does foreign movies nude. I mean, nude. No, in her foreign films, like Spanish. Yeah, full nudity. Oh, I just accidentally stumbled on that. I wasn't searching for nudity.
Accidentally on purpose?
Right.
Yeah, you were on Disney.com and hit the link.
Yeah, and up came Penelope Cruz nude. What are the chances? Hey, thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Would you do that? It's not hard to do. We'd appreciate it. So would they. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, then, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Starting with NFL news, Eagles GM Howie Roseman says the team's not going to franchise tag quarterback Nick Foles, so he'll become a free agent. Vikings picked up the option for 2020 on coach Mike Zimmer's contract, and the 49ers have added Wes Welker and Miles Austin as assistant coaches. Johnny Manziel was released by Montreal of the CFL because, quote, he did not abide by the terms of his agreement, end quote. While in college hoops, Iowa suspended basketball coach Fran McCaffrey 2 games after last night's postgame tirade in the hallway toward a referee. Your check engine light could signify a variety of different issues with your car. The AutoZone Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the issue for free and save you time and money. NBA, the Warriors are resting DeMarcus Cousins tonight against the Heat. Bucks guard George Hill is out tonight against the Kings because of a groin injury. I'm Deb Carson.